Dum 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 dum. Dum ba dooby dum 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 ba dooby dum 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 dum. Yup, sports are dumb.
Dum 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 dum.
Welcome to Sports Are Dumb, the podcast that you can take on a road trip, especially when you're driving in the middle of a tornado watch on the way there, and then a middle of a flood watch on the way back, perhaps based on a true story. I'm Joey.
I'm Sean, and Joey's here safe because we're recording.
Yes, and I should clarify, I was not listening to my own podcast. We were not listening to this show while I was road tripping. In fact, I wasn't even listening to a podcast at all, but I'm just saying you could do it. I do love a good driving podcast, but some of the roads were very noisy.
Noisy
just
roads.
Just because of the type of asphalt that was used for that. You know when you're like driving and the road changes a little bit? Like it's still the same road, but it's like
it's super loud.
Yeah, like one part was freshly paved and you're like, nice. And then it just goes back.
It's not nice. I feel like...
Not nice.
And especially for you, which we should all worry when Joey takes a road trip because his car is a 2009? You driving a 2009 around the road?
2010.
Oh my God.
Chevy Malibu. But it's only got, I think after this trip, it's like 109,000 miles, which I feel like is pretty...
You don't drive
on an annual mileage.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have my phone on me. I would do the math. You're supposed to do 12,000 a year. You obviously do not reach. It's a 14-year-old car.
I didn't even
You only had 100.
Well, it was my parents' car for a little bit.
But still.
They were not driving a ton. I guess
it's more for me because I drive to Dallas a lot. So never mind.
Yes, it's maybe about 7,800 miles. I don't know when in 2010 it was purchased. I think fall, perhaps. So maybe it's been 13 and a half years. But either way,
yeah,
we're not talking about road trips today. Sean, we've actually got something that's maybe not so dumb. Or at least rectifying a dumb thing.
Yeah, it was dumb, but now it's not dumb. Y'all know me and Joey, we're of the age to where we're probably our biggest fans of sports in the early to mid 2000s when had time. We didn't have jobs yet, high school and college. I mean, like full-time jobs. So we had a lot of time to spend watching sports, but I would watch the late TNT game at 9:30. I can't do that now. Even when it's the Mavericks or the Stars playing, I can't stay up for that 9:30 game, but back in those days, we'd stay up all night watching sports, and even your West Coast college football game, who cares that it came on at 9:30 or even 10:30? We were staying up to watch it. We were staying up to watch that mid-2000s USC team, and of course, Reggie Bush, former Heisman Trophy winner, who had his Heisman Trophy taken away from him, or he had to turn it in. I think it was in 2009 he turned in his Heisman because of some business that happened between people that wanted to give his parents money and his parents taking the money. And apparently that made everything that he did on the field ineligible, even though that had no impact on the field. And so Reggie Bush, one of the greatest college football players I got to see at the height of college football, has its award taken away, and like NCAA and the Heisman Trust is just acting like, oh yeah, that never happened. You go 2008, whoever, not 2004, whoever won in 2004, I guess Matt Leinart won in 2004. Then you got a blank space, and then you got 2006. I think it was Troy Smith won in 2006. We all know who won in 2005, regardless, dumb. But the NCAA, no, not the NCAA, not the NCAA. NCAA's dumb. They had nothing to do with this. The Heisman Trust, who said, we'll give Reggie his Heisman back once the NCAA restores his records. Well, I guess they received enough pressure to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back despite all of that. And so this past week, some of the best college football news I've heard in a while, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. It was he had like another Heisman ceremony. It was great. A bunch of old Heisman Trophy winners showed up and they presented him with the trophy, and things are made right. It never should have been taken away from him in the first place, but he got his Heisman back, and I posted, and I was telling everybody, like, this is great. Like, he should have never had it taken away, and now it kind of restores it wasn't my childhood, but kind of my peak sports fandom, and something to make it right to not seem like it was he was just being done dirty. And they did it because you see college football these days. Players are getting money out the from here and there. So, like, why punish players in the past who were trying to do the same and wasn't even on the same caliber of what people are doing today?
Yeah, as a brother of a USC grad, I have always been fond of the Trojans since, at least since 2004, which is when she started going there. Maybe even 2003, because that's when she presumably accepted. I don't have the exact timestamp on that, but I assume that's somewhere along there. And
yeah,
I agree. Like, the NIL deals nowadays, Trump, all of that, which was like almost like a negligible amount comparatively what Reggie Bush's family was offered. And
exactly.
I'm curious too, because like you were saying, like, we all know who won the Heisman that year. And similarly, when specifically this has happened in college football too, but specifically in college basketball is where I always find it silly, is when a team, you know, someone did something like Derrick Rose on Memphis, maybe
Chris
didn't
Weber.
Pass his SAT scores. Chris Weber, the Louisville team that won the national championship. I'm imagining those players talking with someone and they're like, yeah, I played basketball during the 2013 season, but just don't remember what happened. Like, of course, you know, like, you won the national championship, even if it gets vacated. I also like seeing, I mean, I don't like seeing this, but I think it's silly when it's not the full season that's vacated for whatever reason. Like, maybe if it was a particular player and they didn't play in a few games or something. So then their record goes from like 35-4 and a Final Four appearance to like 0-2.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it that what happened at USC? Because I think when years later, when USC played Texas, USC was saying, oh, yeah, we don't have any losses against Texas because of that national championship game. That season was kind of vacated for them. So they're still undefeated against Texas. Like, get out of here. We know what happened. Like, that was one of the greatest college football game of all time, except if you ask USC folks.
Do you think if Reggie Bush didn't play, they would have won that game? Since he had that pretty, pretty costly turnover, but he was very good the rest of the game.
He had some big plays in the second half that put some fear in the Texas hearts. Thankfully, they gave the ball to Lindale White for the fourth. No, it made sense. Lindale was killing us. Us being Texas, I'm a Texas fan. Lindale White was running all over us too. But no, I think if Reggie wasn't there, I think Texas would have. It wouldn't have been the greatest college football game of all time, despite him throwing the ball backwards on a long catch and run.
I mean, that and Lindale were like the only two stops, right? I feel like every possession was just the offense dominating.
We got one pick. It was like at the end of a half. We got one pick on the sideline. But yeah, I think we only had three stops that game, and those three are the ones you're... Because like, man, I remember this game so vividly. We got a stop and forced a punt, and we jumped off sides on a punt. And that continued to drive. It's just like, go back and watch the 2006 Rose Bowl if you have the chance. It's a great game.
Yes. And even as a USC fan, I was like, this is a very good football game.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would say that was probably when I was most USC fan, because I hadn't gone to college yet. I had decided I was going to Miami, but they were bad. Yeah. That was the start of them being bad for 2 decades.
It's the very beginning of them being bad. No, that was my freshman year. So it was just like, it's been all downhill since then. But freshman year of college football, win a natty, expect to do it again, you dumb. And here we are, 20 years later.
You are dumb. Sean, do you want to hear a fun fact about Miami? I started attending college there, since 2006. They have won 2 bowl games.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, man. 2? And there's so many bowl games. There's like 80 of them.
I know. Even the MPC Computer Bowls was the only one they won.
What?
During
What's
my time.
MPC Computer?
Unclear. I don't know if they're even still a business. This was like 2007. This was my freshman year, that bowl game. And that was it. That's been the only bowl game they have won.
Did we not?
I mean, they had one other win against West Virginia, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
We didn't win.
I don't remember what that game was. The Pinstripe Bowl, perhaps.
Now I'm saying we as when I was at Miami, the Ja'Cory Harris year, we didn't win a bowl game that year.
No,
I guess not. Your senior year.
The coaches started 2 quarterbacks and swapped them out every drive.
Oh, okay. damn. Well, that sucks. Man, oh, well, okay. Do bowl games even matter anymore? Like, I guess the Pop-Tart Bowl does because it was fun. But, like, I can't tell you who won the Peach Bowl this year. I can't tell you who won the Cheez-It Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, the Holiday Bowl, you're good. I wouldn't worry about not winning a bowl because the starters don't play no way. And, like, it's everybody's going to play the next year because everybody's getting ready for the draft. And so, like, they really need to do this bowl game before the season.
Well, I think most of these bowl games, Miami was trying to win.
I'm trying to help.
but no, I agree. I mean, I guessed that the other win they had was in the Pinstripe Bowl. It was in the Russell Athletic Bowl. I did remember West Virginia. I also remember the last time they were in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Prior to that, they played Louisville when Lamar Jackson was on the team. And remember, Miami scored a safety to start the game, and they scored a touchdown to end the game. What do you think the final score of that game was?
Oh, no. Was it like 50-9?
36-9. Okay. Yes, they scored the first and last points, lost by 27. And those are really the only two games. Apparently, Miami got blanked by Louisiana Tech 5 years ago. Don't remember that.
Not Tech, wow.
The Independence Bowl, a 14-0 game. Man, that's got to be boring to watch. And I probably watched
around Christmas
time. I don't remember it at all.
Around Christmas time, where you got nothing going on, you're off for holiday break, and you're like, I'm gonna watch some football, and it's just like 14-0 La Tech Miami.
All these recent bowl games from Miami are between December 26th and December 30th. Seems about right.
But Reggie Bush, he got his Heisman. They need to restore. Give the I think it was the second year of the Fab Five Michigan team that got vacated. They need to put that back. They need to give Shabazz Napier his championship back. I didn't know that was taken away. I didn't know 2013 Louisville had everything vacated basketball.
Shabazz Napier was UConn, though.
Oh, he's Napier.
Think he's still good. Yeah.
Who's the We Hungry guy? Was that him?
I thought that was Lamar Jackson. I've heard him say that.
No. Okay, maybe that's UConn. Who was on that Louisville team?
I remember Luke Hancock was on there, and Kevin Ware broke his leg.
Oh, no.
It was that team. Russ Smith, is that who you're thinking of?
No, the guard. I don't know. Anyways, we don't have to sit there.
I'm gonna be real honest. I'm impressed. I named 3 people on that team, despite picking them to win the championship that year.
None of these guys make the league.
No.
Montrezl Harrell did. All right. But I feel like Peyton Siva did. Maybe he would. I don't know. Anyways. I don't have to look at it. Who cares? It's 2013. I was in my 20s.
I know. If you've not tuned out by now, folks listening, we've got more more topics besides this. We have run this very much into the ground.
We got a weekend roundup.
Yeah, I think you had a couple of dumb things.
I've noticed, so in the NHL, the National Hockey League, Stars are down 2-1 in the series. Very disappointing. They're the number one seed, but they're playing against the Vegas Golden Knights, the defending champs, who have a long-term injury roster player that's back, and it just messes up the salary cap and pisses me off. Anyways, the Stars in hockey, when you challenge a play, if you are unsuccessful in that challenge, your team serves a 2-minute penalty for a delay of game. I think that's wonderful. That keeps the game going. And if you get it wrong, hey, that's on you. Basketball, on the other hand, the games have been rough if they've been close, just because every single play, like a player will strip the ball and it'll go out of bounds, and they're immediately waving their pointer finger in the air in a circular motion to review it. Like, we got to review all of this. You knocked the ball out of bounds. Not, but like, there's the off chance that when they hit the ball, that as they're knocking the ball out of the offensive player's hands, the offensive player's hand fingertip was the last part that touched the ball. So they always do that shit where they wave their finger in the air. And so then we just got to go to the score table. And then it just, we take 15 minutes to review the play. And then it's like, oh, they were wrong. And then nothing happens. They just lose a timeout. They just got a 15-minute timeout. That's the only penalty. They need to do, like, the, somebody has to sit on the sideline for 2 minutes because y'all wanted to delay the game and review a play that didn't need to be reviewed.
That'd be pretty great, a 5-on-4. I think when we saw the Harlem Globetrotters, they had that happen for some reason where you could, like, you could pick a player to sit out. And then I remember they had another player wearing like a bonus jersey, and he got double points for every basket he made. I would love that. Let's implement that.
At NBA. The very least, a technical free throw. Just do something so we don't have to review everything, man. It takes too long. Before reviews, the end of basketball games took too long, and now it's just like forever.
Yeah, I also think there should be a timer on reviews. Like, you made the call, look at it from three angles, 40 seconds, and that's it. Sean, some of the things I was listening to on this road trip were the comedy channels, and I don't know if this is a thing, but they had some guy come on, and he immediately tells the crowd to shut up because he's only got 30 seconds. And I thought that was hyperbole. And he finished his story, which felt way longer than 30 seconds, but maybe it was just 30 seconds. And then a group chant, which I assume were everyone who was putting the show on together, maybe the audience as well, were saying like 30 seconds of comedy, 30 seconds of comedy. And that was like the bit.
He only had 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And I said, let's adopt that with the reviews. We don't need that long. If you can't tell from three angles, the call stands.
Yeah,
that's simple.
I'll always be reminded of what pissed off Haley the most was just the ball. Did it hit the shorts or did it not hit the shorts? We don't know.
No, from this angle, the shorts are waving.
Let's take 30 minutes to review. Like, that's not. We don't have to do that.
We do not.
But yeah, that pissed me off over the weekend. The Mavericks. For some reason, the Mavericks. The Mavericks are tied 2-2 with the Lakers in their first round series. The two
Clippers,
games they
Clippers.
I said the Lakers, my bad.
John's,
the Clippers.
John's so mad.
The Mavericks. The Clippers, their best player is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's hurt, but he's been playing. The two games that the Clippers have played with Kawhi Leonard, the Mavericks have won. The two games that they have played without Kawhi Leonard, the Mavericks has lost. It doesn't make sense. And the Mavericks play. They just, I don't know what they're doing, because today, we're recording this on Sunday, they got down by 31 points in the first half. It doesn't make any sense. Like, at home, after you won two games in a row, why are you losing by 31 to the Clippers? So they worked all hard to come back, and they finally came back and I think took a 1-point lead in the last 2 minutes, and then they lost by like 5 points. It doesn't make any sense. Why did y'all do so much? This shouldn't happen. With 31 points in the first half, what are you doing?
Reminds me of the first game of our rec league this season, where I believe it was 31-2. So that wasn't even 31 points. That was 29 points. We're better than the Mavericks. That's
better
what
than
I
the Mavericks. And it's
here.
Just like, you had so far to come back from, and then you did, and then you spent all your energy, and then Paul George makes a crazy fadeaway corner three, and now you're done for.
Playoff P, baby.
They don't have Kawhi. You're supposed to take advantage. They have James Harden. You know what James Harden doesn't do? Play well in the fourth quarter. And you letting this guy torch you in the fourth quarter.
Sean just yelling Kawhi throughout the game.
No, that's not what I'm yelling.
I'll see myself out. Sean, one other thing that I thought was kind of funny. Joel Embiid noted this after Philadelphia lost to the Knicks in game 4. Philadelphia playing at home, but you might not have been able to tell if you were only listening to the audio of the game, because Knicks fans in abundance in Philadelphia. Tyrese Maxey saying they're literally just down the road, which I guess is technically true, but it's 2 hours to get from New York to Philadelphia. It's not like walking down to the corner store to pick up some bread. But I just thought, like, I love when a road team shows up. Chicago sports travel very well. So, like, you'll see the Cubs on the road. The game we talked about last week that I should have been at, I'm sure was full of Cubs fans. But I was not one of them because we're stranded on the side of the road. So listen to that episode if you've missed it.
If you want to hear Joey stranded on the road.
It is quite the ordeal. Sean, we should do a Round Rock Express episode.
I'm down. Dollar hot dogs. Let's get it.
Dollar hot dogs. Sean will eat one hot dog every minute of the show. Oh. And then as he swallows it down his gullet. Sean, for the sports cliche of the day.
It's not a cliche. It's a sports. It's something you just need to live by.
Okay, go for it.
Just stop taking sports quotes out of context. LeBron James, after losing to the Denver Nuggets in Game 3, had a pretty long press conference. He was asked a question. He gave a pretty long answer. I think he did this the next day, actually. I think he was so mad that he may have waited until the next. Regardless, he gave a long-winded answer to a question, and it's talking about, you know, just the mental state of playing basketball, all the pressure in the world, but you have to remember it's just basketball. Like, you just need to play. Well, people took that quote of saying it's just basketball to mean he's giving up. Like, oh, LeBron's out here just saying it's just basketball. That means he's not even focused on everything else. That basketball doesn't matter. It's just a game to him. So now the series is over. Well, then they came out of game 4-1. Y'all need to listen to the entire quote. He's not saying basketball hits his whole life. LeBron is not the one person who's going to downplay basketball. I know he said some silly stuff in the past, like when he lost to the Mavericks. He's like, well, the people that are criticizing him, they just got to go back to their shitty lives, and I'm going to be balling over here. No, it wasn't like that. He was just explaining your mindset of how you got to just calm down and play basketball. But no, people said, oh, he said it's just basketball. Oh, this is over. He doesn't care about basketball. No, he worried about other life stuff. Listen to the entire answer he gave. All the sports media influencers, all the podcasters, all of them took it and ran with it without listening to it. And that's how you know they ain't doing their jobs.
Sean, we don't have time to listen to thoughtful answers. Come on. Get out of here. But you know what we do have time for is wrapping up the show. And I assume everyone listening already following us on Instagram at Sports Are Dumb. But if you're not, you do have the time to do that because it's very easy. You just open up your Instagram, you type in Sports Are Dumb, and then we pop up and you hit follow. And Sean will send you a kiss emoji.
Okay.
You gotta ask for it though. You gotta DM and say kiss emoji. Or say anything.
Someone asked for it. Say anything. Say anything. And I'll send you a kiss emoji. Or I might send you my own kiss. Who knows? It depends on what you say.
Well, kisses from Sean. Certainly not dumb. But sports are dumb.